It's amazing how often in the scriptures we keep coming back to the need for prayer. It keeps coming back time after time after time. And if we think about it and spend any time doing it, I think we begin to realize that if we're going to have any kind of a relationship or connection with our God, we need prayer time. When we can really concentrate on our God, to be with him, to thank him, to praise him, to love him, to beg for things, all of those things. We need that if we're ever going to grow and be what he calls us to be and makes us capable of being. This morning we have a video. It's going to be on the Sister Diocese, which the diocese has kind of sponsored for a lot of years now. A great mission, wonderful mission. It's not only a mission where we kind of support and help bring schools and hospitals and water and all kinds of things to people who really have very little. And so it's been a great blessing for the diocese. But there's also need for prayer that the work of those who minister to the people there and also the people who are there are open to receiving what this message of God is. This morning, I just want to talk about prayer for just a little bit. You know, people often talk about, well, I prayed for this, it never happened. So I just quit praying. And I think that becomes kind of, we in our society, you know, we turn on this switch, we expect this to happen. If I put money in this slot, I expect something to come out of this slot. And we expect this instantaneous, you know, that things come. It's like in the old days, you turn on a radio, it took about a minute for the tubes to warm up before you actually got any sound. Same thing with TV. Now, if it's not instant, there's something wrong with the TV. And we want it fixed. And unfortunately, that carries over in just about everything we do. When you're driving, I want to be there, so the fastest, if anybody's in my way, too bad for them, I'm going to get there. So it seems like everything we do is such a big rush. Kids, I mean, they can't wait till they're grown up. Then when they're grown up, they wish they had never grown up. And parents sometimes, oh, I can't wait till the kids are ready to be on their own. Then all of a sudden they're on their own and you say, whatever happened? So it's kind of like we keep wishing things and pushing them and trying to make them go faster and faster and faster. We like Mass to be over in 40 minutes. It doesn't always work that way. Maybe on a weekday it might, but not on Sunday. But so anyway, prayer is extremely important for us. And it has to be that we ask God, we recognize that God is the person, the being, who can provide for us things that we cannot do ourselves. So who do you pray to when there's a big storm coming? Do you pray that the police will be there to protect you? Well, good, they should be. That's all. There's a wonderful service that they offer. But they can't stop that storm. Only God can steer that. He's the ones in charge of all of this stuff. If somebody has an illness, when we're told, you know, that it is terminal, and yet we don't feel that person should leave us yet, who do we turn to? We turn to our God as the one who has power over all life, the creator of all life, the sustainer of all life. If he created, he can certainly recreate. So we turn to him and ask him. Say things that are beyond our control that we can't manage. If somebody is hopelessly addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever, pornography or whatever it may be, it's something that they can't manage themselves, obviously. And so they pray, they beg God, who has the power to help them change their heart, help them to see things a little differently, to want to get that out of their lives. So it has to be something we recognize that God has that power to do what we are totally incapable of. And he said, come to me. So there's all kinds of prayer. We can praise God, we can thank God, we can adore God, we can love God, we can beg for things, we can contemplate, we can meditate, we can go into the desert and pray, we can go up on the mountainside to pray, we can see God in all kinds of things. But he said, pray. And time after time, even though sometimes we say, well, the prayer of petition is probably the weakest of all prayers, I'm not sure that's true. Because in the Gospels, how many times does our Lord say, if you want, ask? And don't ask once, like the Gospel today. Be persistent, like the widow going after that bad judge. She didn't ask him one time. She was at his door every day. It was important to her. And she recognized that that judge, unjust as he was, could give what was right to her. And so she went after him. And eventually she got what she was after. And Jesus said, our Heavenly Father is nothing like that. He's not unjust. He is fair to everyone. He said, ask. Don't ask once and say, well, that prayer didn't work. We have to keep going back. It's like a child. If they really want something, they can drive you crazy. They keep coming back and keep coming back with a new excuse, a new approach, a new angle, something. But if it's important to them, they will keep asking. And eventually, if the parent sees that it's going to be a good thing for them, they will give it to them. You know, so I think about this in your prayer. God can provide what we can't do ourselves. He said, I'm willing to share all that I have with you. Ask me. Not once, but if you really believe I can do that for you, why don't you keep coming back time after time? If it's important to you, we should do that. So I think our prayer needs about three things. Number one, faith. We have to believe that the one that we are asking is capable of helping us. God is all of that for us. We have to trust that the one that we ask cares enough about us that he will fulfill what he promises to us. So Jesus, obviously God shows to us time after time that he is capable of taking care of us. He created us. He gives us all the world to live in and to enjoy, to work at and to prosper and share. He gives us all that. When we messed up, he sent his son to come and redeem us, to suffer and die and rise so that we could have a new life. So obviously we trust in him, that when he says, I want to do something for you, he means it. And then the third thing we need is perseverance. I can't go to God and say, this is really, really important to me. I need this. I want to help this person. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want you to keep that storm away. I want you to do all kinds of stuff. But I'm only asking you once. He said, is it really that important to you that you only bother me once? And then there's always the issue that what I pray for, I don't always get. And I think there's an understanding here that we sometimes don't want to see, which is very human. God knows all things. He sees everything. Not in sequence like we do. He doesn't see day after day, minute after minute. Everything is visible to God right now. So when we pray to God for something, and we keep begging him for something, he knows whether that is a good thing for us. We don't always see that. Because like I say, we don't have the vision of God. Everything is not present to us. We see things one step at a time. And we don't always understand why God doesn't respond the way we think he should. But he's not our puppet either. He's not our servant. He is our God. So we have to understand that he sees things now, the full picture. We see step by step. So it's not always clear. So it takes faith. It takes trust. But it also takes perseverance. But remember, he said, ask. Whatever you need, ask. And if it's really important to you, you won't do it just today. You do it for a long time until finally something good happens.